Well, at the end of 2016, the Florida Beef Council saw a position open up, something they have been working ever since to fill. Jim Hanley, Chief Executive Officer with the Florida Beef Council, says interviews for that position are underway.
Since the first year, I've been gathering resumes. Ashley Hughes, the great lady that has worked for me almost 6 years here at the Florida Beef Council, executing programs, took another position, and she's still working with me on a part-time, temporary basis just to get me through the interim. But I've started the process of interviewing for a new director of marketing and promotions for the Beef Council so we can continue to do the work of trying to build beef demand and getting the word out and educating folks on the greatest protein available.
He wants to remind beef producers across the state that they have a good representation of folks from throughout the beef industry serving on the Florida Beef Council.
We've got representation from the dairy farmers, from the livestock markets, from the land grant institution, from the allied industries, from the cattle women, and of course a wide number of individual livestock producers. And I'm proud to announce that Mr. Flint Johns, who is a ranch manager for Likes Brothers, has just assumed the responsibility of chairman of the Florida Beef Council, and he's established his four meetings that we plan to have in the forthcoming year. Of course, at our last meeting, they approved the marketing plan for 2017, and they approved the budget forecasting our collections. And so they oversee the projects and the programs and make sure that we're efficient with use of the producers' dollars that pay the check off.
And Hanley said if you have any questions about your beef checkoff, to contact the Florida Beef Council office in Kissimmee, or you can go to their website. That's floridabeef.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.